Welcome to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, where it's all about slashing your debt, slashing your taxes, and creating a liberated lifestyle. And now, your host, who has a vast collection of vintage DC and Marvel comic books, and ironically lives in Minnesota, where his favorite NBA team, the LA Lakers, originated, Dave Denniston.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping doctors like you slash your debt, slash your taxes, and of course, live a liberated lifestyle. Well, I am so excited for the start of the year here. We are well now into 2018, and I have a big favor to ask of you. Could you take just 5 minutes or less and rate and review this podcast? And I would love to give some listener love here to a few people who have recently reviewed the podcast. Todd from KS said, I came across this in early 2017 and has been a wonderful addition to morning routine and commute. Dave finds excellent guests, gets to their personal stories. Guests are often physicians with social followings or financial gurus. Stories usually include financial struggles, pearls of wisdom, an enjoyable listen. Highly recommended. Also, Dr. Mike WM says this is an excellent podcast for physicians, both young and old. As doctors, we get zero business education in medical school, and Dave gives practical advice to help us on our financial journeys. Highly recommended. So big thanks to both of those guys for reviewing the podcast, and it would really help me if you would review it too. Whether it's great or good or bad or indifferent, hopefully this is becoming wonderful content for you. So, with that being said, my friends, in this particular podcast this year, there have been some big changes with taxes. And so I've really had a huge focus on taxes and talking about some of the changes between 2017 and 2018, and that is going to continue today in this podcast. And as a friendly reminder, you can text less taxes, all one word, LESSTAXES, to 44222. Less taxes to 44222. And that'll give you all kinds of great information with the tables that I have been going over. And maybe it'll help you to apply for your specific situation. You can play around with it a little bit and see if that might work for you. And so, again, text less taxes, all one word, LESSTAXES, to 44222. All right, so what I want to talk about today, my friends, is talking about the resident. So how does this particular tax law impact residents? So in the podcast, we've gone over high-income earners. If you're earning $200,000, $600,000, $400,000 of income as a practicing physician, well, how does this impact residents? So let's look at first a married couple. Let's say there are two residents that are married. Between the two of them, they are earning $100,000. I'm assuming that they're going to put a little bit into their plans, about $4,000 a year, before we've been maxing those out at about $18,000. So we're lowering that down to something more reasonable for a couple of residents. Now, of course, that takes our total income from 100K down to 96, right? Because that is something you can deduct right off of your taxes. And just like before, in 2017, that you had personal exemptions. For two people, that's $8,100. And where it starts to get interesting is before we've looked at people itemizing. For residents, it's a much more difficult barrier to come over. So on the spreadsheet that I have here that you can check out, with state income taxes, whether you're state income taxes or not, remember, you have to get over that $12,700 barrier in 2017 to be able to take the higher than the standard deduction. And so I did some calculations for here in the state of Minnesota, and someone in this particular case, their state income taxes would have been around $6,000. So they would need another $6,000 in property taxes, state income taxes, mortgage interest, charitable deductions, if they were going to be able to take all of that. So with $6,000 in state income taxes, that's another $6,000 plus to go to get there. And I would suggest the majority of residents aren't going to own a house. They aren't going to give much to charity, maybe a couple thousand dollars if they have the ability to. So I would suggest that in general, most residents have been taking the standard deduction. So at the end of the day, if we assume that, whether you have state income taxes or not, obviously with someone with no state income taxes has to get the full $12,700 in 2017 in order to get over that hurdle. And so in 2018, that doubled, right? So now you're looking at a married couple with $24,000 of a standard deduction, which given that that AGI, adjusted gross income, stayed the same, taxable income is actually lower for someone under $100,000 than it has been previously. Remember, we've been looking at other scenarios where most of the time your taxable income has been higher in 2018 than 2017. Well, here it doesn't change. It's the same, assuming that you haven't been able to take the standard deduction. And I certainly think that no resident should be able to itemize taxes at all in 2018, given that the standard deduction is now $24,000 and there are no exemptions. So at the end of the day, you had income in 2017 of $75,000, taxable income of $75,000, 2018 that's $72,000, $3,000 less in taxable income. Then on top of having less taxable income, residents are also getting taxed less in the tax brackets. So for example, for someone married filing jointly, from about $18,000 of their taxable income up to $76,000, well, now you are looking at paying 12% versus 15%. So all in all, they should be saving about $2,000 more, getting an additional money in their pocket of $2,000 more, about $8,200 versus $10,300. And then if we look at a single resident, someone that is not married, well, how does that change things? Well, you have very much the same kind of issues where you have the personal exemption, which isn't $8,000 now because someone's single, it's $4,000. You have the standard deduction that isn't $12,700, it's $6,300. Well, that all also have the same issues of more than likely this person probably isn't itemizing their taxes. The standard deduction doubles. The taxable income is a little bit less. I get about $37,600 versus $36,000. Total tax paid in 2017, $5,174 versus $4,129 in 2018. So again, a little bit of a tax savings here of about $1,000. So this is all exciting. I think this is great news for residents and fellows just as much as it is for attendings from the numbers that I have crunched. And so this is just a short podcast that I wanted to focus on residents and fellows. I think we're getting a better and better handle on how this can impact us. If you have crunched different numbers or gotten a different answer, I would love to hear from you to know what the heck happened there. So if you think you might be paying more taxes and you're a resident or a fellow, I would love to look over those numbers with you to see if I might be off on some of my calculations or if you might be off on some of your calculations. And so, my friends, that wraps it up for today. Nice, short, sweet episode. You can reach me by email, dave@drfreedompodcast.com. Again, you can email me, dave@drfreedompodcast.com. Thank you so much. Have a good one. Bye-bye. Well, there was the show. Hope you loved it. And of course, we want to make sure to remember that right now is the time. If you are confused about this tax stuff, you want the latest copy of the tax reduction prescription and that calculator I was talking about in January, there's no better time to grab that than right now. Text LESS TAXES, LESSTAXES, to 44222. Again, that's all one word, LESS TAXES, LESSTAXES. Thank you again so much for listening. Blessings to you. Have a good one.